Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I'm kind of going to follow you, the two of you, in this line of questioning and just keep digging on why this is such a prevalent problem for the populations that we're talking about. And Mr. Melville, it's good to know that you're enrolled Macaw, because it means you know what remote is and how remote Indian Country can be. I want to welcome the Yakama Nation, who is here too in the audience. The amount of volume that we're uncovering in Indian Country in various reservations, whether you're talking about the Colville and 160,000 plus pills for a population of about 7,000 people of enrolled members, or Yakima or some of these other places, says to me that it's not just the population that they're after, that perhaps this is also a location to run operations out of, because there aren't enough law enforcement in the region. Are we seeing data on this? We had this big bust up in Lummi, very close to the Canadian border. We needed the help of the FBI to bust up that ring. So are we seeing people not just preying on this population, which they clearly are preying on this population, as Senator Murkowski described, but in addition, is it just a good place to operate their facilities from? Does anybody have a comment on that? Mr. Melville.
Thank you, Senator. Absolutely. So there is a well-known fact in the Mexican cartels that if you can go onto an Indian reservation and work your way into an Indian reservation, that that's an area that they know that they can try to utilize and manipulate, because they know that the tribal police officers, they're only really, you know, in charge or looking at the tribal police there, our tribal members, visitors. You know, there's the myriad of jurisdiction everywhere you go. Washington is especially difficult with tribal jurisdiction, state jurisdiction, federal jurisdiction. So they figured out that that's a place that they want to try to go and get a foothold. And it's very, very difficult in some of these remote areas for these task forces to be able to operate. Because as soon as you drive onto the Macaw Indian Reservation, everybody knows you're there already. There's one way in, one way out. And so any strange cars come in that they're not known, people talk about it. If you're driving a SUV that looks like a government vehicle, you're not going to be being able to do much surveillance. So our drug division is very, very intuitive and inventive on the way that they try to get into those areas and try to work with the tribes and the task forces to try to root that out. And so that's one of the things that they work on, but it's very, very difficult area to work in.
Anybody else on that point? Yes.
Thank you, Senator. There are certainly challenges in addressing the trafficking of drugs in rural communities, and you've identified a lot of them. The same strategies that we have found throughout rural communities in eastern Washington have been effective in addressing drug trafficking on our tribal lands as well. And that is really trying to have, using resources like HIDA and our task force, Safe Trails task forces, so that we have accurate information from our tribal law enforcement members, because they really know what's going on the ground. And so if those task force, those tribal law enforcement members can be either task force officers or have the special law enforcement commissions. Those are extremely valuable tools for us to be able to bring federal prosecutions effectively.
Well, Senator Mullen and I both have sponsored legislation, the Tribal Law Enforcement Parity Act, which would help tribes with law enforcement self-governance contracts in retaining law enforcement. And so certainly support that. I certainly support more resources for local task force bottom up. But I was also trying to get at just this notion that not only are they preying on a population, they're also finding a good place to hide. Is that correct?
There are challenges in rural communities, and we have that throughout the Eastern District, both in and around the Yakima area and the Yakima Valley, as well as in northeast Washington, where there are rural communities that can be areas to hide those drugs. What we do to try to address that and to effectively prosecute these cases is having the most effective information sharing that we possibly can, which is using all of our information sharing resources, such as HIDA, our task forces, and our DEA and BIA cross-designated partners.
And just to be clear, what is the data change that we need to do that you think is, who do you think needs to get us better data?
We can always be partnering with this committee to try to provide the data information that we can. We're working with our tribal partners on gathering that information and would be happy to support this committee's interest in additional information about the impact of fentanyl in our Indian Country communities.
Thank you. I know my time's expired, Mr. Chairman, but I do think that improving the data connection was something the Northwest Indian Health Board out of Portland has talked about, and I know leaders here that we need to, we'll get something for the record asking Director Cohen about that. Thank you.